Basically, what we're hearing today from senior officials in the northern town of Agadez in Niger is that another convoy of at least three vehicles arrived and drove through Agadez on Friday. These convoy was carrying about a dozen people, a dozen passengers, including two top generals of Colonel Gaddafi's forces, General Ali Kana, who was in charge of the southern troops of Colonel Gaddafi, and General Al-Rifi, who is reported to be in the convoy as well. They are both reported to be en route to the capital, Niamey, at the moment as we're speaking.
If that is the case, how much pressure will the country come under to hand over these officials? We're hearing breaking news that Interpol has issued an arrest warrant, for example, for Colonel Gaddafi, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi and Abdullah al-Senussi. But they've also, obviously, all the countries in the area have been asked to cooperate even on Colonel Gaddafi's top officials also.
Well, what is clear is that Colonel Gaddafi's top aides are now pouring in the country, fleeing Libya on a daily basis and crossing into Niger every day. We're hearing convoys are crossing the border every day. So it is for sure that the authorities in Niger are going to come under heavier pressure from Western countries or from international organizations to handle